Southwest Airlines, one of the largest low-cost carriers, will start flying out of Syracuse's Hancock International Airport in November with nonstop service to Baltimore, a first for the airport, and to Orlando. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, local leaders say it's a victory years in the making.
Center State CEO President Rob Simpson, who sits on the board of the Airport Authority, says Southwest has been on their radar for a while and has the ability to change Syracuse's air service market. He says it will drive down prices to the places they fly, but also the Baltimore-Washington International Airport has been at or near the top of the most requested nonstop flights from the business community.
Supports our defense industry and so many others. This is a game changer for Central New York. This is a remarkable opportunity for us to continue the revitalization and the transformation of this airport into a critical component of our economic fabric.
Central New York officials met with Southwest's executive delegation in April. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says he and other elected leaders presented a united front and spoke passionately about the region's future.
In making this decision, Southwest is sending a strong signal that Syracuse in and of itself is a destination. We are increasingly a destination that people are looking to come to, and we expect to continue that.
The new service will also bring connections to 40 markets. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.